This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt has threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Israel's Gaza offensive expands into the densely populated bordered town of Rafah. That's according to two Egyptian officials and a Western diplomat who spoke to the Associated Press. The Camp David Accords have been a cornerstone of regional stability for nearly a half century. The threat to suspend them came as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to send troops into Rafah, saying it is necessary to defeat Hamas. Over half of Gaza's population have fled to Rafah to escape fighting elsewhere. Israel's war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas hits the West Bank economy, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
In response to the October 7 Hamas attack that triggered the war, Israel severed economic ties with the West Bank, barring thousands of Palestinian workers from entering the country. In the past 4 months, many businesses there shut down or scaled back operations, leaving Palestinians struggling to afford food as their savings decline. Israeli officials said that Gaza workers won't be allowed back into Israel, but there are reports suggesting they might consider allowing West Bank workers who are over 45 to return. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Crowds of Palestinians and Lebanese marched the streets of Beirut on Sunday in a protest in support of Palestinians in Gaza. Protesters waving Palestinian flags and chanting in support of Gaza and against Israel gathered at the end of the demonstration in front of the United Nations headquarters in central Beirut. The conflict in Gaza began on October 7th when Hamas gunmen stormed border defenses to attack Israeli towns.